strawberries too. Women's rugby stars are wowing Whangarei. The Welsh, Scottish, Japanese, Canadian, US and Italian teams have arrived in town. They lace up their boots for the first World Cup matches in Northland this weekend. Sam Ollie is there.
They're showing their strength at gyms across town and their skills on Whangarei's best rugby fields, now equipped with fencing, keeping team tactics hidden until game days. The big green team buses can't be mistaken on the streets, and there's one word on fans' lips, excitement.
I know all of us are super excited, and just I'm going to go watch even like some of the games that aren't the Black Ferns, just to go, will be still cool anyway, just to watch.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting, I think. Like, there's heaps of, yeah, just excitement in the air. Everyone's pretty keen to for it to start.
Oh, the Rugby World Cup's awesome. It's been a couple of years in waiting.
The arts community is playing its part. Lady Six is performing between matches this Sunday, and tomorrow an exhibition on the evolution of women's rugby in Aotearoa opens in Whangarei called Her Story. Stephen Berg is the curator.
From the 1880s through to current form-fitting uniform. So in the 1880s you might see women wearing knickerbockers because it was not appropriate to show off your ankle, so you had to have long trouser-like skirt that you could play rugby in.
We're expecting it to be quite good. The weather's good, but
the stadium can accommodate 20,000 people per game, and hospitality businesses are ready. Dave Ryan is the duty manager of the Sports Mad Bar, The Judge.
We expect to see crowds come in prior and after, and hopefully they'll go down and attend the game live to support.
But what do visiting players think of Te Tai Tokiro? Molly Wright, originally from Reefton, is in the Scottish team's front row.
We've just left Scottish summer, so we probably were used to a little bit less rain, and I think in people's minds, thinking New Zealand's a tropical country, we're maybe thinking we're going to get a little bit more sun. We've had a few days up in Whangarei, it's been really, really nice, but yeah, we have been greeted with downpours of rain.
The first game in Whangarei is this Sunday, when the USA and Italy go head-to-head just after midday.
And let's hear some more of your feedback now before the news at 6. On